29th April, in resplendent armour, dazzling flag unfurled, Jeanne the Maid galloping ahead of the columns of France's army. Glittering spurs prod the flanks of her charger. Hooves smash, bands are seen to fly. Jeanne's large black eyes glint like the pommel of steel on the hilt of her sword. She pulls the reins atop a summit overlooking the Loire, the scene of her imminent confrontation, the lush valley and the grey-walled city of Orléans. Across the wide river, she discerns the robust forts, the towers outside the city on both sides of the river, decked with white flags, emblazoned with red crosses and golden lions, the arms of England. 4:05 p.m. The vanguard of her army ferried across the river thanks to a favourable southwesterly. Another of her miracles? Disembark on the northern bank of the Loire at the ford of Chessy, advancing past the ominous English towards the beleaguered city. 8:13 p.m. The Maid cautiously enters through the eastern gate of Orléans, Porte Bourgogne, inside the famous city, once the jewel of the Loire Valley. Timber-framed houses cracked, crumbling, some gutted by English cannonballs. Countless civilians rush, cram into the street, block the parade of her troops, throw themselves at the fetlocks of her horse on the muddy pavement. Our saviour, save us from the English. Holy girl, save us from their guns. Noble, gentle, commoner, filthy, manic, they crowd, nearly crush Jeanne. One accidentally sets fire to her flag with a torch. She calmly squeezes out the flame with her fist, her hands encased in metal gloves. 30th of April. The city's decrepit Hôtel de Ville, the town hall swarmed by desperate masses, they seek a glimpse of their heavenly warrior damsel. Soldiers push past them. Inside, French captains argue, curse, threaten each other. As usual, Jeanne tries to look over the men's shoulders at the military maps on the table. Mademoiselle, leave this to us. Deliver an inspirational speech to the crowds or some such. Go on, girl. Dismayed, she leaves the town hall to tour the city. Multitudes of adoring spectators. She's led to view the English positions from a safe distance, crouching behind a wooden barbican on the demolished bridge that used to link the city to the southern bank of the river. Before the siege, Jeanne raises her head cautiously to countenance the gigantic English fortification, the turrets. She has never been so close to the fearsome English. Clears her throat. You Englishmen, I want to talk to your captain, William Glasdale. Are you there? I'm Jeanne, the Maid. I want you to stop this war. I want... Die, you whore of France, Satan slut. Go back to your village, witch. Milk a fucking cow. Jeanne cowers. I'm not a witch. I am... We shall burn you. You fucking whore, you whore, devil's whore. Jeanne seethes, recoils, bursts into tears. Perhaps the French captains are right to exclude her from military discussions and action. She's much better at appearing dashing and valiant than actually facing the enemy. No doubt useless in a battle. She's too weak, so easily unnerved by English insults. She's just a peasant girl. Wednesday, 4th of May. 7:04 a.m. Leading 1,000 soldiers brought 6 days earlier under the Maid's flag, male captains exit Orléans for a surprise attack on a minor English position blocking the trade route to the city's east, the fortified church of Saint-Loup. Only 300 English soldiers garrisoned there, an easy victory for the French to lift their confidence. In perfect order, English archers man the bulwark in front of the church, form a line. They string their longbows, eject arrows from their quivers. The English field knight atop the church's steeple focuses, lowers a red pennon. Turrets of 300 shafts pan. pound the oncoming French. Within an hour, over 100 French soldiers punctured, dead, wounded. The rest start to retreat. The English field knight decides to dispatch a herald to deliver the news of the latest victory to the siege headquarters at their turrets. He then spots a star, a flame, a fireball, something bright just above the ground, speeding out of the city towards the battlefield. 36 minutes earlier. Jeanne is startled by the sound of trumpets and cannons in a wonderfully soft bed in the city's most luxurious bedchamber. Her eyes snap open, dreadfully fierce, blackish brown. She throws herself out of the bed, kicks her page boy, dozing on the floor. "You fucking idiot! You didn't wake me up for the battle!" No one has heard her swear or yell before. Her squire and page boys cringe. The ladies of the house have planned a day of visiting the wounded with the king's favoured damsel and showing her some of the city's finest tapestries. And they too are awakened and screamed at by the furious youth and ordered to fetch her horse, armour and weapons. Frightened and on the verge of tears, the young girls of the house nervously strap reverbras, arm guards and gonilières, iron kneecaps on their enraged guest. Her sword is girded to her burnished saddle. In the courtyard, she mounts her horse, fully armed, shouts at everyone again, "My flag! Someone get me my flag!" The girls run up the stairs to the bedchamber and pass Jeanne their standard through the room's window. Jeanne's frown momentarily softens. She smiles at the girls, then glares and slams the visor over her hard face. Flagpole in one hand and reins in the other, she spurs her horse violently, gallops, sparks on the cobblestones, stricken by her charger's hooves.